task 1. 4 questions 1 to 10. You will hear a girl, Eva, and a boy, Carl, talking about computers. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. You will hear the conversation twice.
Carl, how long do you spend on your computer each evening?
Well, my college work usually takes at least 2 hours.
Is that all?
Hmm.
I think maybe I spend too long looking for information. I start off by researching one topic on a website, and then I follow a link to something else. Suddenly I realise how late it is and I'm on a completely different subject, and I still haven't finished the work I was supposed to do.
You can waste a lot of time surfing the internet and following links to other websites.
The trouble is, I find it so fascinating.
But you do know that you can't believe everything you read on the internet, don't you, Eva?
Oh, yes. That's why I never go in chat rooms. You have no idea who you're talking to and what they might find out about you.
Chat rooms are okay, so long as you're sensible and don't give out any personal information. I go in some music chat rooms from time to time. Not very often. I talk to friends there. I download quite a lot of music from the internet too, usually while I'm doing my homework. And I've got several friends in different countries who I keep in touch with by email.
Me too. And that takes up a lot of time.
What I really like are computer games, especially the ones you can play against other people online. Sometimes I stay up really late playing.
I find them boring. And it's not good for you to sit in front of a screen for too long. That's what I'm worried about.
You're right. I'll tell you what. I'll try to limit my time playing online games if you stop surfing websites that aren't going to be useful for your work.
OK, that's a good idea. And then let's go to the cinema one evening with the time that we saved.
Great.
Now listen again.
Carl, how long do you spend on your computer each evening?
Well, my college work usually takes at least 2 hours.
Is that all?
Hmm.
I think maybe I spend too long looking for information. I start off by researching one topic on a website, and then I follow a link to something else. Suddenly I realise how late it is and I'm on a completely different subject and I still haven't finished the work I was supposed to do.
You can waste a lot of time surfing the internet and following links to other websites.
The trouble is, I find it so fascinating.
But you do know that you can't believe everything you read on the internet, don't you, Eva?
Oh, yes. That's why I never go in chat rooms. You have no idea who you're talking to and what they might find out about you.
Chat rooms are okay, so long as you're sensible and don't give out any personal information. I go in some music chat rooms from time to time. Not very often. I talk to friends there. I download quite a lot of music from the internet too, usually while I'm doing my homework. And I've got several friends in different countries who I keep in touch with by email.
Me too. And that takes up a lot of time.
What I really like are computer games, especially the ones you can play against other people online. Sometimes I stay up really late playing.
I find them boring. And it's not good for you to sit in front of a screen for too long. That's what I'm worried about.
You're right. I'll tell you what. I'll try to limit my time playing online games if you stop surfing websites that aren't going to be useful for your work.
OK, that's a good idea. And then let's go to the cinema one evening with the time that we saved.
Great.
Now you will have a minute to transfer your answers into the answer sheet. Task 2. You will hear a teacher talking about some visitors coming to speak at the school. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. Look at questions 11 to 20 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear the conversation twice.
I want to tell you about some talks that I'm arranging. The plan is to have a different speaker each month on the first Tuesday. I know a lot of you do other clubs on Mondays and Thursdays. They'll tell us about their jobs, what they do, and how they built their careers. These talks will take place outside school hours, so they'll start at 4:45. I've arranged two talks so far. The first will be by a woman called Ellie Brown, and she'll be speaking on the 2nd of November. Ellie's done lots of interesting jobs, including being a teacher. But now she works as a travel writer, and her pieces appear in lots of magazines. She's going to tell us about her schooling, and she offered to talk about Brazil or Thailand. But we agreed that she'd talk about her most recent trip, which was to Australia, as I know you're studying that country in your history class at the moment. She's got lots of great video clips and photos to show you. The second talk, by Harry Fowler, is not actually going to be on Tuesday the 7th of December. Harry couldn't make it, but on the next day, the 8th. Harry works as a camera operator and has lots of experience making films and documentaries. He's going to tell us about filming wildlife shows. He's got lots of great stories to share, and if any of you are keen to know more about his work, you can buy his book, Behind the Lens, after his talk. You'll be able to get it for the discount price of £9.99. Which is great, because it's £15 in the bookshops, and he'll even sign it for you.
Now listen again.
I want to tell you about some talks that I'm arranging. The plan is to have a different speaker each month on the first Tuesday. I know a lot of you do other clubs on Mondays and Thursdays. They'll tell us about their jobs, what they do, and how they built their careers. These talks will take place outside school hours, so they'll start at 4:45. I've arranged two talks so far. The first will be by a woman called Ellie Brown, and she'll be speaking on the 2nd of November. Ellie's done lots of interesting jobs, including being a teacher. But now she works as a travel writer, and her pieces appear in lots of magazines. She's going to tell us about her schooling, and she offered to talk about Brazil or Thailand. But we agreed that she'd talk about her most recent trip, which was to Australia, as I know you're studying that country in your history class at the moment. She's got lots of great video clips and photos to show you. The second talk, by Harry Fowler, is not actually going to be on Tuesday the 7th of December. Harry couldn't make it, but on the next day, the 8th. Harry works as a camera operator and has lots of experience making films and documentaries. He's going to tell us about filming wildlife shows. He's got lots of great stories to share, and if any of you are keen to know more about his work, you can buy his book, Behind the Lens, after his talk. You'll be able to get it for the discount price of £9.99, which is great because it's £15 in the bookshops and he'll even sign it for you.
This is the end of the listening comprehension section of the test. Now you will have a minute to transfer your answers into the answer sheet.